天也发现有没有人提早来的？东岭时差。
Have any of you arrived early today with the ending of daylight saving?
对，没有什么反应哈。有吧，有啦，可是大家我的意思，大家
没有。Not many of you responded to my question.
大家很清楚啊，早就调好时差了，早就调好时间了。
But perhaps some of you are very lucid and you have already become well adjusted to the time change.
我早上起来之后的，因为我想起，我看到五点十分的哈，我就跟我们发现。超过时间，你怎么没有起板？今天怎么没有起板呢？
This morning when I got up, I saw that it's 5:10 already, and I didn't realize that the clock hasn't been adjusted. So I was in a rush, and I was telling the person who's supposed to wake us up, say, "How come you didn't ring the bell?"
所以我看你们今天会不会是急急忙忙跑来，结果时间提早一个小时。
So I don't know if any of you here rushed here this morning thinking that you're late already.And was actually, in fact, 1 hour early.
看起来好像大家都比我更有那个更进入状况哈，该怎么做就怎么做。
It seems like that you're all very well adjusted, and you know what to do much better than I am.
现在大家练习沉默是金哦。
It sounds like you're all practicing silence is golden right now.
可是天气太冷了，大家都不想讲。
Perhaps the weather is too frigid, and so people don't feel like talking.
但住在这边的人都不会觉得，因为他们习惯了。这现在开始十一月，这样天气差不多了，正常。
But those of you who have been living here for a long time, this you're probably quite accustomed to this. This is how the weather should be around this time of the year.
是不是这样子？还是应该更冷？如果正常，应该更冷。
Is it so? Or is this normal? Or is it too cold? Or it should be colder?
两年以前，我听到 Judy 在讲的。两年以前更冷，是不是？
两年前吗？
对，两年以前更冷。两年以前更冷。
So 2 years ago, perhaps it was even colder.
但是因为我们习惯这半年都已经习惯是往，所以就觉得它是变成都是一个小时。我们已经习惯了。
So Judy was someone was explaining how daylight saving should work, and it's just that we have been used to being an hour ahead. So now we have to readjust to scale back to falling back 1 hour.
好，这个再继续进到在这个六字传经哈。我们要讲这个，其实有这个这边前面几行已经上两个礼拜是不是已经讲过了哈？可能一些人没有来，所以他没有听到，所以也没有办法，我还是继续往前走。
So in any case, let's resume our discussion on the Six Patriarch Platform Sutra. We have moved forward quite a bit 2 weeks ago.But some of you were not here, and that's unfortunate, and we are not able to go back. I do have to move on with follow-up text.
没有问题哈，就是就算第一次来的也是可以哈。就是说他听不懂，等一下我们如果一个中间一个段落，大家也可以举手发问的。其实第一次来都可以问的哈。
But that's okay. Even though we have been talking about this for a while, even for the first timers, it's not an issue.And throughout the talk, if things become unclear or confusing, maybe halfway through it or sometime, if we have some extra time, you can also raise questions.
我们现在进行到这个三知识，念念无间是功，心行平直是德，自修性是功，自修身是德。
So now we're moving on to the verse that says, Good knowing advisors, continuity of thought is merit.And the mind practicing equality and directness is virtue. Self-cultivation of one's nature is merit, and self-cultivation of the conduct is virtue.
这两句，这个也算是这两对。其实都彼此都有关系，其实应该是接着前面的。我的解读，我的感觉呢，其实它更进一步叫我们怎么样去修功德哈。那就他这一句来讲，念念无间，就叫你就是开始真正要是用功啊，这就是叫你那在用功，是这个是用这功啊，是叫你这怎么去用功，念念无间。
These two sentences, or these two couplets, are parallel to each other, and I actually think it continues with the line of thought from the previous lines, that it's zooming in and starting to teach us exactly how to exert our effort and how to work hard to have continuity of thought as merit, that we have to really exert our effort and start working hard with our cultivation.
对，我是这谈经讲的功德呢，就讲就觉得哇，中文实在太妙了，中文的字实在太妙哈。这功啊，又是功德，又是用功。
In the sutra, we talks about merit and virtue, and I think in the Chinese characters, it's really quite amazing how the word merit.Both embodies the meaning of having merit or virtue, but the character gong also carries the meaning of hard work, working hard, exerting one's effort to achieve something. So the character in itself captures double meanings.
我们先以世间的道理来讲呢，我们从事世间的任何一项的职业，我们的工作，乃至我们当学生的时候读书，其实都是要用功。
No matter in whatever we do in this world, whether it's working or even back to when we were studying, doesn't matter what we choose to do, it's very important that we exert effort and work hard.
用功它的定义呢，其实就是要细水长流，要不间不断，而且要就是继续不断的维持着，这样子才叫用功。
And the meaning for working hard and exerting one's effort is that it has to be continuous. It trickles on like a stream of water without stopping over a long period of time. That's a definition of working hard and exerting one's effort.
我们举例，假如我们现在孩子的时间，先讲时间放上面哈。如果我们看一本书，我们今天你有兴趣就看一本圣严师父的书。明天呢又看到另外一位大法师的书，就觉得这本书也很好，又再看一本。后天呢再看另外一个，可能不一定是佛教，可能其他的书，就是多看不同的书。每本书呢，你都是只有看一页乃至两页，这样叫用功吗？
So let me give you one example of what people often do. Say today you open a book written by Master Sheng Yan, and you feel it's a great book.And the next day you saw another book from another great master, and then you start reading that book. And on the third day you saw yet another book, maybe it's not even related to Buddhism, but it's also a great book, so you start reading that book. So, but each book, instead of delving in, you read only one or two pages of each book. In that case, can you call that hardworking or exerting one's effort?
这是我们的通病，我们世间的通病，人家都看很多书，但是每一本都是没有把它看完，有时候我也会这样子，可能但是不是这么严重，是就看一两页而已，但是真的有些很多人是这样看，不是看几页，然后就说他懂了，他懂很多，其实没有真的懂，没有真的用功。
So this kind of pattern, habit is actually quite commonA lot of people read many books, but never finishing one. So they start reading a book, and without finishing, they move on to the next book. Even I myself make similar mistakes too. So by skipping around like this and having read merely a few pages, some people start to claim that, oh, I understand everything that's in the book already. This is not hardworking or the so-called exerting one's effort.
所以还有常常听到人家讲说信这个宗教都是好事，信这个信的宗教都是好事，每一种宗教都是很好的啦。那为什么？因为它都是劝人为善啊，都是以叫人做好事为出发点啊，所以每一个宗教都是很好。
Or sometimes we hear people make this kind of claim that no matter what kind of religion you believe in, it's all good. And their logic is that doesn't matter which religion you believe in, every religion is telling people to do good deeds and to be good people. And that's why no matter what you believe in, it's all the same, it's all good.
那如果你进一步再追问他，你到底信不信啊？你信不信你讲的这个宗教，你信不信？你信不信教呢？
But then if you follow up and ask that person the next question, well, in that case, do you believe in any of them? Do you have a religion of your own?
他说我现在还没考虑要不要信哦。我还没考虑要不要信，但是宗教都是好的啊，都是教，都是每一种宗教都是好的嘛。基本上我不反对信教，都是好的。
So some of those people might answer that, well, I'm not prepared yet to adopt any doctrine in particular or to believe any religion. Well, I'm not opposed to any of them. I do think that all of them are good, but I'm just not ready to go into one religion in particular.
你再追问他，你再有心再挖他了，就说你到底懂不懂啊？他说我懂啊，这个。佛教的叫人家念阿弥陀佛，叫人家做好事。基督教嘛，这也是基督教叫人家信上帝，叫人家做好事，都是做人家做好事啊。但是我懂啊，怎么不懂
？If you poke around a little bit more, poke a little bit deeper, and ask the person, well, you make all these claims, but do you really understand any of them? And this person may may quick to defend him or herself and said, of course I understand. Well, if you are a Buddhist, Buddhists tell people to recite the Buddha's name and do good deeds. And for Christians, you are told to believe in God and do good deeds. So that means every religion is telling people to do good deeds. They're all the same.
所以他也没懂，这个这样的人也没懂。
So what do you think? For someone like that, do you think that person really understands any religions in particular?
他没有懂啊，他没有真正的用功来了解说他刚刚讲的，起码说我基督教、佛教这两个教这差别。
Well, you can clearly see through that this person hasn't really reached any deep understanding that at least this person doesn't understand the difference, the fundamental difference between Buddhism and Christianity.
没有错，宗教都是劝人为善，都是好的，没有错，这个前提没有错。但是好的程度不好，好的好还是有内容还在分啊，内容它的程度不一样，它的方式不一样，他没有弄清楚。
Yes, you know, all religions are built on the premise that telling people to be good and do good deeds. However, if you look deeper, the principles behind each religion are different. The contents are different. The methods are different.
这就是一类的自以为自己很聪明的人哦，他很其实他应该算是很聪明能干、伶俐型的。他这个学东西很快，一听到什么呢？他一听了，他就好像会了，一学好像就懂了，就学得很快，比别人快，学得快，懂得反应得快。
So this person doesn't really quite understand. Well, for a person like that, he or she may actually be quite smart and are able to pick up anything quite quickly. So if they hear something, they get a gist of it without much difficulty.
但是他容易懂了，学得快呢，但是还容易忘记。还有另外一个问题就是，他好像这今天学这个，明天学那个，因为他太聪明了。学一样，他觉得不能满足他，他有自己的才气的，就要学很多样，学遍世间的东西，然后这个，然后倒是好像样样懂，样样知道，但是结果呢，样样稀松，那这样不是真正的懂，不是真正的用功。
And this person, and a problem this kind of people may have is they may, even though they pick things up quite quickly, they may also forget very easily. Another problem with this kind of people is that they are too smart for their own good, and they are not satisfied with whatever they are learning. So one day they dabble in this, the next day they dabble into something else. So on the surface, it may appear that this person understands everything, but in truth, this person does not have a true grasp of any of the fields that he or she has dabbled into. So their knowledge, their ability in each field are merely superficial and lightweight.
就是讲到我们世间人，我们的这种凡，这种可能是无名习气吧，我们不会持之以恒，不会念念无间，不会细水长流，坚持在哪一个这个死守在哪一个这个分位上。
So this is again pointing out to a common problem that us common people have is that we lack endurance and we do not persevere and continue on pursuing one thing in particular, and we wavers too easily.
就讲细一点，其实我们在人际间，就在家庭里面，还是在我们对家庭尽的责任义务也是一样。 要能够这么样子的尽自己的责任义务呢，能够始终有恒心的一直这个维持着。就像我们说对父母，我们为人子的这个要成婚定型呢，这个在现代世界人讲来讲也不容易做到。
If we look a little bit deeper, similarly, talking about relationship between people or your roles in your family, it's the same way. It's quite difficult. It's not easy for these days for people to hang on to their roles in the family and perform their duties and responsibilities continuously without stopping over a long period of time. In the olden days, usually toward one's parents, the children are supposed to morning and night acknowledge and greet the parents. And even this kind of practice is not commonly seen in this modern day.
尤其现在这么忙，我们很多的理由，我们对长辈的这个成婚定型的关怀，我们会很多理由说没有办法做到。所以今天问安，明天可能今天早上去问安，明天可能忘记了，然后后天再想到，可能后天的晚上才想问安，还是过隔个半个月才去打个电话问候一下。 这是我们没办法做到，常常持之以恒的，但做某一样事情，坚持不断的继续做某一样事情，某一样应该做的事情。
And so we often claim that we're too busy to perform what we're supposed to be doing daily. So even with this greeting and asking after your parents day and night every day, some people may do it one day and then the next day totally forgot about it and only remember again the day after evening. And then the next time this person remembers to say hello to his parents will be 2 weeks later. So again, we lack the kind of perseverance and ability to continue on with performing the responsibilities that we are supposed to perform on a daily basis.
所以我们其实这修行，这是整个完整的修行，不要把讲说跟父母的成婚定型的问安，不是修行，这一点也要注意到，否则父母其实也不是一定说需要你问安，但他会担心说，哎。 奇怪，这个孩子每天是以前是怎么说的，什么时候来打电话关怀，怎么这么久没打电话来，他会担心你发生什么事情啊？所以这个就是我们修，我们都大家来听佛法的道东西呢，这个道理呢，其实大家都是应该算是想用功嘛，想要修行，但是首先从世间法这道理先讲，这些我们常常好的事情应该做的事情呢，我们要常常细水长流。 这个细水长流，就是不间不断，继续不断的维持。所以刚刚这包括很多方面，我们都要坚持。
And so, even this asking after your parents, talking to them on daily basis, don't think that this is not part of cultivation. It is. It is part of your practice. And well, actually, when you think of it, do your parents really need you to be asking after them every day? Maybe they don't need it, but if you don't talk to them or call them or say hello to them on a regular basis, maybe they will worry, saying, oh, I haven't heard from my son or my daughter for so long. I wonder how he or she is doing. So we're all here at the Chan Center. Obviously, everybody here wants to practice, wants to pursue cultivation. But practice is really not apart from our daily practice. And so for things like this, things that you know you should be doing and it's a good practice, even if it's not strictly Buddhist related, we should still persevere and try to practice these kind of habits at a continuous basis without stopping.
我们现在再进一步讲到佛教的这个方法上的这个用功。
And now we'll move on to talk about practice in using via the Buddhist methods.
那就是要那从刚刚是从粗的外面外围讲到更细，就是要念念的没有间断，而且前念后念的都是在方法上面。
And so what we were talking about earlier were the practice of the worldly matters, but now in terms of Buddhist practice. Going back to that phrase, continuity of thought is merit, that we have to keep our mind on our method, thought after thought, without stopping.
那这个师父把这个用功的这个状况呢，大概粗分三种哈，粗分大概有三种三个层次的。
师父 had roughly categorized the way you cultivate into three different levels.
第一个最基本的哈，第一个层次就是我们念念的知道自己在做什么，这也算是用功哦。念念知道自己在做什么。
So the first level is thought after thought, you are clearly aware of what you are doing.
第二个再往上呢，再更深呢。更细哈，在我们在用功的时候呢，这用功在用方法的时候，不管你什么方法，我们方法很多了。我不晓得诸位用什么方法。我们东法鼓山呢，这个中华禅法鼓中基本上是默照、画头或者念佛啊。当然，我可以说数息哈，但数息是可能在洞中是不容易用，所以我们这讲默照、画头、念佛这些方法上，连念念都是在方法上，也没有其他的。这个妄想杂念，这第二个层次哈，这也是用功。
The second level is to thought after thought, stay on the method. I don't know what methods you are all each using, but in Dharma Drum Mountains, what we teach basically, we teach the method of silent illumination, the method of 画头, or the method of reciting the Buddha's name.Counting breath, it may be a little bit hard to do when you are you're doing actions, you're in action. So basically, it's silent illumination, 画头, as well as reciting the Buddha's name. So the second level is more subtle than the first one, which is to stay on the method, thought after thought.
在第三个层次呢，就是更进一步，更细的念念分明。这个也没有任何的杂念，没有任何这个烦恼能够打断你的方法，你的心就是在就是时时就是在方法上，这是这个是师父讲这是最好的一个用功，最高级的第一等的用功。
And the third level is to be clear and lucid, thought after thought, that it can no longer your thoughts can no longer be deterred by wandering thoughts or by vexations. And thought after thought, you're lucid, clear about your thoughts, and you stay on the method. And Shifu has said that this is the most advanced, the best way of practice.
我们再回头再来讲，再来分析这第一个层次哈，念念都知道自己在做什么。这个阶段，诸位，他可能可不可能做坏事
？So let's go a little bit deeper into the first level. Thought after thought, you know what you're doing at all times. So with this, do you think that person will be able to do anything bad or evil?
他能不能禁止自己不要起坏念头？
Would that person be able to control his own thought to so that no bad thoughts arise?
他听得懂没有？有没有回应？
Do you understand?
No 回应了，今天都是 no 回应了。大家只管就吸音吧，就吸了。
It seems that you're absorbing all the sounds today and not responding much.
第一个阶段 还是会做坏事，会起坏念头，对不对？但他自己知道，他是没办法控制自己。对不对？大家听得懂是不是这个意思？这也算是不容易的、啊。这个因为他知道自己做坏事啊，知道自己做错事情啊，起坏念头，他已经知道。这个知道就是已经算了第一个层次，在师父的这个萨巴构成这个层次来讲，已经算是第一个层次了，算不容易的。
So at the first level, yes, practitioner still can give rise to bad thoughts and can still engage in negative conduct. That person knows that he or she is having bad thoughts and doing bad conduct, but somehow is not able to control himself. But having this awareness is already not easy, and that's already in the first stage of practice, having the awareness of knowing what you are doing, what you are thinking.
这个第二个呢，其实就是一个定的一个状况，一段时间也不是很长哈、哦，就是他就是在方法上啊，这一段在用功的这一段时间呢，没有其他的妄想杂念，这第二个层次，也是相当不容易的，很难哦。
And the second level is considered a state of samadhi. Maybe the duration is not that long, but at least within that duration, the person's mind is very clear and stays on the method, without interruptions.
啊，这个第三层次哦，念念分明，哇，这个，我说老实话，我也没到这第三层次哈、哦。先跟诸位坦白招认。
So the third level is thought after thought, be clear and lucid. Well, it's actually very advanced. And let me first confess to you, I don't think I'm at that stage yet myself either.
这个第三层次呢，它就不一定是在说什么用功的时候，我们有什么在用功的时候，说我们固定什么时候打坐。什么时候拜佛或是念佛，这是一个用功的时段。这个第三层次是不管什么时候，它都是不管是这个叫什么动静与默啊，这个是做任何事情呢、啊，它都是念念分明，清清楚楚。
The third stage extends beyond the time where you allocate for your practice. So for most of us, every day there's a specific time that we allot for engaging in any particular kind of practice. But the third stage actually extends beyond that, where you have lucidity even beyond that duration of time.
这就是解脱，其实已经解脱的境界了。
And this is actually similar to the state of liberation.
这是世间照样在运作。世间的是照样的，人我是非贪嗔痴这些造罪的杀业，什么事这个罪业不断的在发生，但是他没有，他不受影响，他还是照样过他的日子，该怎么做就是怎么做，该怎么应对就怎么应对，他心不受污染，心始终就是这是这边讲念念无间，就是这不断就是在修他做修他用他的功。
So in this case, all the worldly affairs still continues on. You know, there's still greed, hatred, and anger around this person, jealousy, lots of vexations. But the person is no longer affected by all these negativities or activities around him. And instead, thought after thought, the person will be able to stay focused and stay on the method continuously without stopping.Exerting effort and working hard.
任何杂念、妄烦恼的都不会打断他， 打断他的任何的这个什么任何的日间的任何事情。
So,
包括晚上。
包括什么？
包括晚上睡觉。
So there's no vexations or no wandering thoughts that could interrupt this person's practice, including night times when the person's sleeping. Maybe some of you are already at stage three. Is there anyone like that among the audience? Please raise your hand. Maybe there are some very advanced practitioners hiding amidst of us.
好，我们都达不到第三，那我们就往下降好了哈。
Since none of us are able to reach level three, maybe let's scale back and go back to level two.
第二个层次有没有经验过？
Do any of you have experience, second stage where while you're practicing, your mind is clear and can stay on the method?
就在你有一段时间用功的时候，就没有其他妄想杂念，都是念念都在方法上面，有没有这样的经验？有这样体验的，请举手。
It doesn't have to be that long. It's, you know, during the duration where you practice, you are able to thought after thought stay on the method without any interruption. Any of you here have that kind of experience?
没有吗？没有吗？哎呀，你们这是不要是不是怕法师追问你的经问
？Really?
There's no one. 跟大众分享。
Perhaps you're just shy. You don't want me to ask you further about your state.
来呀。哎，好，你呀、啊，嗯，哦，就是有一段片刻，就是一直就体会到，就在用功的时候
yeah,
没有妄想杂念。
Yeah,
okay,
我有试过有几次打坐的时候，
对，很好很好，
就没有。
但就是要我们，那你现在的目标就把这个再延长，可以在动中，还可以在。试着怎么样动中，在动中做任何事情呢？行住坐卧做日常生活的操作呢，也还是可以练习用方法的，动中方法。这样子呢，我们静中的方法才能够绵延。很好，有一直有体会的，才知道我们刚刚在讲些什么，对不对
？So, one person in the audience says, maybe only for a very brief of time, but when I was meditating, I was able to experience having no interruptions of thoughts. But that state soon vanished afterwards, and so I'm back to ordinary days where there's still vexations and wandering thoughts. But Fa Shi said it's really good that you have experienced this. Only those people who have experienced it understood what I was talking about when I'm explaining level two. So for the person in the audience, your goal now is to try to extend that period of time and try to extend it into our everyday living. Even when you're moving about, conducting your daily business, try to extend that period of time and let it permeate throughout your daily activities.
因为这个是我们作为来听闻佛法的根本的目的啊，大家知道吗？不要只有听道理而已，还知道自己要用功，要让我们心念能达到这个地步，也达到能够念念无间。我们是要修功，我们不是修福而已啊。
So, well,After all, remember, this is the fundamental purpose of us here, being here today, listening to the Dharma. It's not merely learning some doctrines and principles. It's to apply these teachings into your everyday living, trying to work hard to cultivate and bring the benefit of Buddhism into your everyday life. After all, we are not merely trying to cultivate blessings. We're really trying to cultivate merits and virtues.
当然功德跟福德后面这以后这明天下次再讲啊。现在主要是讲到这个念念无间的。如果我们连第一个层次都达不到怎么办呢？大家一定很急说哇，我也知道我的方向是这个方向，但是我第一个层次都达不到怎么办呢
？But well, so next time we'll talk more about the distinction between merit and virtue versus blessings and virtue, blessings. But anyway, today's focus is to talk about the continuity of thought is merit. Continuity of practice is merit. And so some of you may be getting really anxious right now, thinking, well, you know, I know this is where I'm trying to get to, and that's my general direction, but I can't even reach level one. So in that case, what am I supposed to do? So what do you think? What should you do?
回到基本的，就是你还是要做你的定课，就是要有恒课嘛。
So, let's go back to the very basics. First, you need to have a daily practice.
对，因为这个连这个第一个层次，刚刚讲第一个层次是我们念念知道自己在做什么。我们现在很多人，大部分人呢，之间会这么样的混乱呢，就是不知道自己到底在做什么。
So, going back to level one, knowing what you're doing every thought after thought.This is really important. The reason why there's so much chaos in today's world is because for many, many people, they are confused and they lose sight of what they are doing.
所以我们回到佛法的这个道理上面呢，就是大家还是一方面呢，常常听闻佛法道理，但基本上就是听闻佛法呢，这个就是确立奠定你的知见，正知见。就是一个知见，就是一个方向，走正确的方向，不要走偏了，不要掉到悬崖去了。
So first of all, the first step is that you should still come and listen to Buddhist teaching at a regular basis. Coming to listen to the talks and receive teachings is to ensure that you have the correct views and correct understandings. So while you're practicing, making progress, it's to ensure that you are going toward the right direction and not lose sight or getting lost on the way.
另外一边呢，就是刚刚是讲解哈，另外一个行呢，就我们要解行并重嘛。它另外行呢，就是你要开始要做定课。
So that is referring to the part of where you have the right, correct understanding. And then the second part of that is you also need to have a daily practice. That's referring to the practice part, having both understanding as well as practice.
这个佛法的修学呢，不外乎要戒定慧三学。
When you're practicing Buddhism, it's all within the realm of having... following the precepts, having samadhi, and thus giving rise to wisdom.
So, 我们听闻佛法呢，啊，做功课呢，就是能够帮助我们呢，能够趋向戒定慧的境界。
And after hearing Buddha's teaching, we need to have a daily practice, and it will help us gradually move toward these three practices of following precepts, having samadhis, and wisdom.
所以再回头讲定课，定课的范围就非常广。
Let's go zoom in and talk about the specifics of having daily practice. The definition of daily practice is actually very broad.
我们法鼓中呢，基本上我们就鼓励打坐。
In our particular lineage of Dharma Drum lineage, we highly encourage people to meditate.
打坐是非常好啊，调身又调息。但是对调心来讲呢，这个要看人的善根。
meditation practice is really good. It can help people bring harmony to their physical body and also to their breathing, to regular breathing.As to how well it can help people harmonize their mind, it really depends, depending on that person's predisposition.
这个我们如果诸位自己这样看哈，如果还有跟人际之间互动了，你也可以看看自己的状况了。如果你常常打坐呢，反正你烦恼还是不断的话，那可能你就是要在另外一个我们。佛法的修持呢，还有就是你要修其他的法门。
So you can do a self-examination by looking at your own mind and also by looking at the way you interact with people. So if you do regular meditation And yet you still have a lot of vexations in your daily living when you interact with other people. That actually means on top of meditation, you need to supplement it with other kinds of practice.
我们打坐呢，是让我们身心放松、清楚呢，更看到、更看清楚自己，我是什么一个状况的一个身心呢。
So the practice of meditation is to help people relax so you can become clear about the way your mind works and you can better understand what kind of condition your mind is in at the moment.
如果我们日常生活中老是跟身边的人事物呢，这像碰撞啊，常常是产生矛盾冲突的这种种的这个状况呢。 那你就要检讨，这个就是我们没有看到自己的状况。你在禅修当下呢，没有看到自己的内心的这种更往内照自己，没有让自己烦恼能够逐渐的减少。
So in everyday situations when you interact with people, if you actually still have a lot of conflict with other people, a lot of disharmony, that actually means during your meditation, you haven't quite clearly seen yourself. You haven't quite having a full understanding of the conditions or the state of your mind. You haven't quite seen clearly enough yet. You need to look deeper.
所以我们禅修的人要很注意这个道理，很注意这个。 你的修行呢，跟佛法的教理呢相应。你不是越修呢越打坐，你这个越大。这个就是这个火焰，这气势更盛。这个叫棱角分明，跟碰到你的人都是全都被你刺伤哈。这就是这你修的就有问题了。So
for those of us who meditate, you need to be especially careful about this. It should never be that the more you meditate, you become more, your ego grows bigger, or the flames that around you that becomes more out of control. Whoever that comes in contact with you gets hurt or gets burned. If that's the case, then you need to, that means you're not cultivating the right way.
所以那还有刚刚讲辅助方法是什么？那你就常常阿礼忏，常常阿拜佛。
So in that case, you need to use add-on supplementary practice. And what are some of them? For instance, you can repent, do repentance practice, or you can prostrate to the Buddha. Do that as a practice.
所以大家知道，真的要会用，禅坐是非常好的。但是如果我们的根性，我们的善根还不到这么成就的话呢，一定要辅助其他的法门，一起来用功。 否则你就是做做做，你没办法真的见性，因为你的障碍太重。So
I hope I'm making myself clear that meditation is indeed a very good practice, but you also have to understand yourself well and observe yourself. So if you are still having a lot of conflicts in your daily life, that means that your this predisposition or your root is not yet deep or good enough to really fully benefit from it. That's why you need to supplement it with additional kinds of practice.
所以真的什么叫开悟？
And so in that case, simply by meditation, you will not be able to reach enlightenment because you have way too many obstacles in front of you that needs to be first cleared away. So speaking of enlightenment, what is enlightenment?
看到自己浑身都是错误。
Enlightenment means that seeing that you have flaws everywhere around you, all over the place, that we are flawed. That's a kind of enlightenment.
每天修行，每天发现到，又发现到自己的心一个很自己的，从初到现呢，每天都发现到自己很多的过错，犯了很多的。
So in our daily practice, every day, you discover new flaws, new faults, from very coarse, superficial level to more and more subtle flaws. If you're able to discover them, that's cultivation.
不断的把你的魔，你这个我呢，这个自我这么 这个共高我慢的这个我呢，不断的让它去磨到没有这个我。
So, in this process of discovery, you realize how egotistic you have been, and in the process of cultivation, you keep honing it down, and honing away your sense of self and ego.
好，大家知道吗？我们第一层做不到的话，那你就回头要这样用功，这个常啊，佛法的教理还是要听，但是同时你还是要修你自己的，从你的法门里面禅坐，或者是拜佛，或者任何的在日常的起心跟大家互动之间，看到自己起心动念了，能够从中发现到自己的过错，不断的这样子，慢慢你就知道啊，你就有一天你会发现啊，我又动做错事情了。我又讲错话，我又起错的念，起心动念又犯了错误，就是慢慢的，就是这个就达到第一个层次，继续用功呢，这个慢慢会逐渐的你会进步。
So this is the way you should practice if you feel you're not even at stage one, which is first of all continue to listen to and study the Buddha's teaching.And at the same time, having daily practice, what may it be meditation or prostrating to the Buddha, making repentance, continue to do it. And day after day, rediscover yourself and learn and be humble about it, knowing that you have made, I have said something wrong again today. I've done something wrong, or I have given rise to a negative thought.Day after day, you will gradually make progress and able to reach a higher state.
还有一些人呢是得少为主啊，他跟他以前他没有学佛的时候比啊，就他现在已经改善很多了，就是很欢喜，就是他是没有错哈，是已经有进步了，有改善了，你的心性比较清净了，但是不要我们在佛法上的这个善法呢，千万不要得少为主，继续往前。不断要再把自己的这些习性的这些烦恼不断再把它消薄，让它完全脱落。
And there's also some people who are easily satisfied with very little benefit, and they have received a little bit of benefit from Buddhism, and so they compare themselves now after learning Buddha's teaching and to before they become Buddhist. And so they make that kind of comparison, feel quite self-content that I make a lot of improvement already. I urge you not to be that way, not to be content too easily. Instead, you should try to make progress day after day, and try to shed away all your habitual patterns, try to get rid of all those habits that we have accumulated over all these years.
不要给自己太多的 excuse.
Don't give yourself too many excuses.
我们不要跟过去自己的污名在比较，我们要跟呢诸佛菩萨这些诸大善人呢，我们要跟他比较，要跟他学。
So do not be overly self-content, and by comparing yourself to your past self, to your past vexations. Instead, we should use Buddhas and Bodhisattvas as a yardstick, as a model, and compare to their state, and understand our own limitations.
这道理大家有没有了解啊？
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
要这样子角度想哦，否则你得少为主，你一点点跟过去比就很好了，你就停在那里。那停在那里会出一个问题，为什么？一定往下掉的，因为掉的可能比以前更严重。这是逻辑哦，而且很真正的道理。
So you have to understand and pay attention to what I'm saying. Again, you know, use the Bodhisattvas and Buddhas as yardstick, and not merely comparing yourself with the past self. And if you do it like that, you become again.Very easily satisfied, and so you stop making progress, you stay at the same place without moving forward. What's the problem with that? Basic logic, if you stay put and not move forward, you will actually scale back and regress. And oftentimes when people regress, you fall harder.
你如果停在那边的话，你纵容你的烦恼习气，你一定是跟着一直掉了，就是掉嘛。所以我们还没到顶端。 还不到不退的地步呢，所以要精进不精进不懈的不断的会要在方法上，在道理上。
Well, if you stay at one place and actually indulge yourself in your own vexations and wandering thoughts, problems, then the only consequence of that is you will regress and keep falling back and falling back. So before we reach the ultimate state, like the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, don't ever stop moving.
好，哇，这句讲得太详细了哈，我们继续第二句。
Okay, we have to move on. I'm not being a little bit too specific here.
心行平直是德。心行平直。
Okay. The second half of the sentence is the mind practicing equality and directness is virtue.
这讲到我们前面如果这么样子的用功哈。刚刚用功，刚刚当然是从粗到细的啦，从世间法到世间到出世间呢，你这样子的这么样子的精进，不断的往内照自己，你的自然的你的心呢，你跟着会这个叫平直，这个是很重要哈，这在这也是一种德用吧，自然的这种的一个过程的结果，你心情你的心的这个心的这个现象呢，就是。
So, if you're able to practice like what we have just described, you move from a coarse state and more scaling back to something more and more subtle, then over a period of time, the mind will naturally manifest this, the quality of equality and directness.
这边讲呢，这个禅经里面讲这个平直呢，就是讲我们的心的那种状况呢，就是不起波浪哈，不起情绪，不会因为你这个你这个不会闹情绪的，不会因为你这个你内在这些烦恼呢，让你的烦恼的起伏平直。
So in the Platform Sutra, when they talk about the state of mind being exhibiting the quality of equality.And directness, it means that it's all very serene, peaceful, without giving rise to waves and ripples, and also it does not give rise to vexations.
这个我们的心哈要平哈，平跟直其实都一样道理哈。这个要平的，这个是很不容易的事情啊，因为无始劫以来的这种习气，这种无明呢。我们心常常是不平的。
And by having equality and directness, these two actually means the same thing. It's not to exhibit inequality or be very uneven and easily giving into being emotional, overly sentimental, that kind of emotions. And it's actually really difficult to beequal and direct because we have been operating with a lot of ups and downs over a very long period of time.
可能有人觉得可能有人觉得参加过禅修之后呢，或者是刚好用功下来呢，觉得心是很平静，很心觉得自己我心是很安定啊，我还不错嘛。但是呢，哪里突然间跑一个人讲一句话，哇，一开始这个。这无地这起波浪开始明天就开始嚯、哦、这浪潮这样高低起伏了。
Some of you, perhaps after a meditation retreat, you feel, I feel very calm, very serene, nothing can bother me, and you feel great about it. But suddenly come a person and just says something to you, and suddenly all the serenity is shattered, and you start having these raging emotions, goes up and downs out of nowhere, becoming very emotional.
所以这刚刚讲的这个不起情绪的，这个是包括在你在人世间哈，在跟大家在跟人互动的时候，你都不会受，你都不受这个不起波浪，不起不闹情绪，不这样起伏，这样才是叫平心静平止。
So earlier when we talk about not giving rise to being emotional, having or having tempers. I'm referring to when you are interacting people, not be emotional, not be too temperamental, not only referring to when you are meditating.
Mm. 有的人跟我讲说这个还有另外一种态度哈，他是讲是，有的人是很多事情，因为我碰到很多境界的，所以我们难免会起波浪。那说是不是我是不是就是不要找一些事，我躲起来少碰这些事情，是不是就可以，我可以就我的心就可以能够比较保平直呢？
And other people try to reach this kind of equality and directness through a different route. They think that, well, I deal with many things on a daily basis, too many distractions, too many worldly affairs. So perhaps I should give it all up and find a place to hole up, to hide. In that case, I will be able to reach serenity.
诸位认为呢?
What do you think? Is that the route to go?
好像看起来 外表上好像他没事情哈，可是他内地里内地在他内心里面是怎么样？常常也是波涛汹涌。他常常也是内心里面是波涛汹涌啊。
So for those people, even though on the surface it may look like everything is all serene and good, but within that person's mind, in his or her mind, it's still very emotional and still there's still going to be a lot of turbulence and high waves.
我再回到我来讲世间法好了。我们讲平哈，我们会讲说平安、平顺。平和，我们世间呢，我们觉得好像要得到一些什么东西呢，我们心才能平安，才能觉得才有安全感，是不是这样
？Let me give you some examples by talking about worldly matters. So for instance, in oftentimes we talk about the Chinese character for equality is ping, and this word is often linked together with word peace or smoothness and harmony. And so in that case, for instance, to have peace, oftentimes people tend to think I need to gain something to reach certain state to be able to have peace.
我们心里而且要需世间上人需要觉得要保障哈，所以要很多的这个什么，要很好的工作，还有什么，还有什么，最好什么都有保障，都有可靠的收入稳固，或者是做什么做一直什么样的工作，你才能够觉得你今生这生命这生活呢就安全可靠了，心就能平了，心就安定下来了。真的这样能平吗?
So usually, common people, ordinary people, often feel they need a lot of assurance for security. And one very common way of thinking is people think that I need to have certain jobs, certain kind of financial security for me to feel peaceful and to not have vexations.And is this really the case that reaching certain positions or having certain jobs will truly bring you peace in mind?
好像也是会有受影响的，是不是这样？就比如说你失业的话，你就是没有，你就会觉得会有后顾之忧啊。你心就是老是很不安，觉得不安定嘛，因为你觉得可能马上就三餐不继了。
Well, of course, having a job does have certain effect. Say if someone becomes unemployed suddenly, then it's very easy to feel insecure about it because how can you feel peaceful and secure if you don't even know where your next meal is going to come from?
你们觉得呢？是不是这样？还是会受影响哈？但如果真的以佛法的道理来讲呢，我们的一生的饮食啊，其实它都是有定的。大家知道吗？这个意思是我们的业果。我们今生如果没有饿死的因的话呢，你就不用担心，自然会有饮食送上来。
So, do you agree that most of us here still feel you'll be affected by the security of your job. But one way in Buddhism, the way we look at it is in one person's life, there is already a set amount of food or wealth that's being allocated to you based on your past karma. So if you haven't sown bad seeds in the past, then you don't really have to worry too much about the issues of food and clothing.
So we have a lot of people who say, 一饮一啄莫非前定. 一饮一啄莫非前定.
So that's why past sages they have said that every bite of food or every sip of drink that you take, it has already been determined by your previous conduct.
所以我们如果真正的我们有佛法的观念的话，所以我们对饮食衣物呢，这一这个日常的生活这些享受呢，其实不用太 pay attention.
So if you already have correct understanding of Buddha Dharma regarding the amount of food or clothing, you should know that you don't have to pay too much attention to them. It's not necessary.
对，因为真的是这样的道理啊。我们但是我们刚好世间人刚好颠倒，我们刚好相反，我们就太着重在这个叫做什么这个饮食啊、衣物、这生活啊、各种的享受。 把真正的我们要今生难得的人生的命，要修的这个方向呢，弄错了。So
this is truly the case where we shouldn't be paying too much attention to our food and clothing. But oftentimes, ordinary people take the opposite route. Instead of paying attention to practice, they overly emphasize food and clothing and wants to indulge in luxury and etc., forgetting the basic that it's really rare and precious that we have this human body in this lifetime. We should use this rare opportunity to engage in practice and to reach our understanding instead of paying and busying day in and day out about food and clothes.
我们心不能保持平直呢，就是因为我们在追求，我们心有所追求嘛。我们当然是基本上生命的这个安全，然后再来进一步就是对外面的人事的，我们有自己的这个见解，所以这让我们产生，让我们造成我们心不能平直。这个师父曾经讲过一个例子哈，在谈期的时候呢，你先讲那个。
So the reason why our mind is not able to maintain the state of equality and directness because we have various attachment and pursuit. So first, there's a pursuit of security, basic needs. And then after that, each of us have a certain kind of views about things around us. And we pursue those views, we're attached to those views.
师父曾经在禅期的时候，他讲个例子哈，讲说这是在禅期嘛，就是有一个菩萨呢，这个他就是每次师父在用餐的时候，他都一直看师父。So师父
has once given an example about a story from the retreat. That during the retreat, there was one retreatant. Every time during meal time, this person will look or gaze at Shifu nonstop, or just stare at him.
那禅期是规矩是第三天之后就有小餐嘛，哈。
And the rules for retreat is on the third day you can start having one-on-one interviews.
所以他是小餐哦，那轮到他小餐的时候，师父问他说：“你用功的怎么样啊？”
And so during the interview, Shifu asked this person, so how is it going? How's your practice going?
他说不好哈。
And the person says, not good.
他说为什么？师父说为什么呢？
And Shifu asked, why? Why is the case?
我心很难过。
The person said, well, I feel sad, I'm upset.
师父说为什么呢？
Why is that?
师父你没有修行。
The person said to Shifu, Shifu, you don't have practice. You don't have good practice.
为什么？因为其实是这样，因为哈，师父的饮食是跟我们大众不一样的。
Why did that person say that? Well, the fact is, Shifu did have a different kind of diet than the rest of the people.
师父在他，因为侍者另外就是从那旁另外一边角度看了看师父是想，为什么这个法师吃的东西跟我们不一样哈？但是他一定是吃特别的，我们就是吃普通的。这样子的师父有修行吗？我跟着他学有用吗？ 他三天都是一直在想这个念，三天都在打这妄想。
So what happened was that retreatant was observing Shifu from the side and seeing that his food is different than theirs. And so he thought, why did the master have different food? You know, he must be getting something special. Well, should I be following someone like that? He must not be a true practitioner that he has special treatments.
师父想说，哎，我禅的规矩不是说叫你们不要看吗？不要往抬头看吗？就是你要好好自己用功啊。So
Shifu then asked this person, well, isn't that the case that during retreats you were told not to, your eyes shouldn't be wandering around and looking around? Isn't that the rule?
他说，我就是来学师父的啊，所以要看着师父啊。啊，结果师父吃跟我们的不一样，我怎么学呀？
So that person rebutted and by saying that, well, I'm here to learn from you, so of course I need to look at you. But somehow, why is your food different than us, than ours? That means that you are not a true practitioner.
师父就跟他解释了，说因为我的肠胃跟就比较弱嘛，这个肠胃比较弱，所以其实我吃的内容跟你们一模一样，只是呢，我就是再问一下，我不能吃太冷的。 哦，这其实都是一样，还有这个水果其实都一样，只是把它打汁，就是他们法师们可能就把它打汁，然后就用电锅蒸一下，让它温的，这样我的肠胃会比较舒服。啊，如果你的肠胃也有问题的话，我们可以这样子为你做啊。师父
then explained, well, everything I eat is actually the same as yours. It's just that I have a weaker digestive system, so I cannot eat cold food. And so what happened is that I eat the same food, but they heat it up a little bit for me. They warmed it. And also, I eat the same kind of fruit as you eat, but my attendant just blend it, make it into a smoothie, and also warm the juice. So it's easier for me to digest them. If you have the same kind of digestive problem, we can do the same thing for you as well.
这个禅宗就讲说，这个我不修了啦，这个连师父的身体健，这个肠胃都有问题，然后我打坐怪说什么？所以他三天之后他就走了。And
so this retreatant, instead of being understanding, then said, well, I'm not going to practice anymore. If for someone like you who's so cultivated still have physical problems, still have digestive problem, then what's the use of meditating? So this person just went home after a mere 3 days.
所以师父说，这个他在那在这个人的观念里面呢，认为说打坐人呢，这个祖师哈，这是禅师哈，就是要身体就要非常健康，还要铁打的铜做的这样子。 用用用啊，都没有问题的，这样才能够够祖师。像师父这样病压压的，一生一生都是病的，没有资格当禅师啊。所以他不要跟他学。Well,
for some reason, that person seemed to have this belief that all great Chan masters must be super healthy, super strong, and withstand any kind of wear and tear in the world. So in the case of Shifu, where he is actually quite frail. In that retreatant's view, that Shifu is not qualified to be a Chan master.
你们有没有这样也跟他一样想法？
Do you hold the same views as well?
师父说啊，这个人是没办法哈，这个他也没有办法跟他解释，因为他已经满脑子就是眼睛就往外看了，就看别看对方的过错，看别人的过错，然后尤其是看师父的，因为他。 他很执意嘛，因为他是要跟师父学嘛，就从师父身上去找师父的错误啊，所以说这样子是没办法，就让他走了。In
that case, Shifu said, well, there's really nothing I can do at that point because this person all he was doing is seeking outward, looking outward, pointing at other people's flaws, especially Shifu's flaws. So he thought that he wanted to learn from Shifu, so he was, you know, staring and closely scrutinizing Shifu and picking up all his flaws.
所以这个我们要怎么求平安呢? 心要平, 心已经能够平静了，能够安，那个没有任何这个心中无物哈，你没有说一个标准一个什么的东西，在一个价值在哪头了？你看任何外面的境界呢，都是好的。他就是把师父认为说他师父就是有名的禅师嘛，就是应该什么样的 level， 应该什么样的状况，没有符合他的标准呢，就是有问题的。So
how do we really, how can we really seek for peace and serenity? That also comes back to practicing equality and directness of the mind, and that we do not hold on to any particular framework or any particular way of thinking. So in that person's situation, he was somehow hanging on to the thought that, oh, all Chan masters must be this and that. And so he was picking Shifu's faults. And that is not having equality and directness of the mind. And instead, he was hanging on, being attached to his personal view.
So, 外面的，我们如果要求外面的境界，都是照你的价值观的话，那都是有问题的。 外面的境界的这一些的人事物呢，都有他的各有各他的因缘，有他的情况，有他的状况。所以我们的不如果要外求外面的少女的标准来自说，都要一样，都要平等的话，那是不可能的。If
we
when
we interact with external matters or people or phenomenons, if we keep holding on to this yardstick and hoping that everything will meet our standard, you have to know that will, that can never be, because every phenomenon in the world follows its own path and has its own cause and conditions. So you cannot measure it with your own standard. To keep holding up your own standard and using that as a lens and to look at the world is not to be direct and having equality of the mind.
其实这个道理就跟我其实上次讲过，就是我们的程度呢，就是我们只能看到就是我们程度这平线这个状况，我们只能我们眼目耳及，眼目心耳及，可能就是这个 level 的程度，更在上面呢，更高呢，我们看不到。但是我们以这个井底之蛙这种智慧呢，看这这个世间的种种状况呢。 我们怎么能看得清楚呢？我们只有自己徒自烦恼而已，徒自这个不断的在增长我们自己烦恼，就是不断的恶性的循环。So
like I said last time, when we look at phenomenons in the world, we can only comprehend it based on our current level of understanding. And so if our understanding is here, how are we supposed to truly grasp, fully grasp phenomena that's higher than our levels of comprehension? If you are really trying to do that, then all you end up having is are merely vexations.
如果我们不懂得这个道理呢，那真是太可惜了。这是谁送我们的烦恼，谁送我们这个物世界来这种习气的，来做判断，做动身发言，那真是太可惜了。
So if we don't understand that, we're merely indulging in our own vexations and continuing perpetuating our old patterns.
一个段落，你刚才其实要问吗？消融了。我们世间哈，我们真的是这样子，因为我们智慧还不够开呀。 还不够深邃呢，我们看到只是一种浮面的这现象，我们就以自己所知道呢，我们就来就妄自为尊呢，就开始动身，开始讲什么话，做什么动作，那真的是真的了解道理世间的懂智慧的人看的，我们真是这叫无知的黄儿啊，这个像中文以前古文啊，叫无知的黄儿，就是说还在吃奶的小孩啊，所以他就会做很多很。 很不是很正确的事情吧。无知的黄耳好像。
黄口小
人。黄口小人。
是是。
忘记这个成语怎么讲。
So our understanding, our cultivation, our ability to comprehend the world of all the phenomena is really not that high. It's only to a certain level. So if we keep trying to use our own framework to understand things that are much deeper and much more profound, it's just like when someone with a true cultivator, someone with greater understanding look at us, they will feel like, oh, you know, it's merely a baby or an infant, a child, you know, talking about great matters. They really don't know what they're saying, what they're doing.
所以就想到这个，我们古人叫我们哈，教诫我们，其实叫小孩子哈，不要多嘴哈。
So the old sages often, when we're growing up, we're often told that as a child, you shouldn't talk too much.
我现在想想，这个是很有意思的，一直玩味这句话，不要太多嘴。
I often think about this and mull over this phrase of not talking too much, not to easily express your opinions.
还有我们在僧团里面呢，我们这个。这个沙弥啊，沙弥你呢，不要去讲这个比丘你的事情，这是还我们算是沙弥你是小孩子嘛，小孩子不要多嘴，这不够资格去讨论这个对怎么做是对或错这些问题，怎么不够资格，所以没有发言权的。
In the Sangha, there's also a similar precept where the novice monks and nuns should not discuss or should not criticize.The doings of the senior monk and nuns.
即使我们已经受戒变成比丘尼呢，即使我个人觉得，即使你就是戒长比丘尼，没有人要你发表意见，你也不要多嘴。
And even if you have officially been ordained as a nun, I still feel that if people didn't ask for your opinion, you should just keep your thoughts to yourself.
这是生活之中的累积的智慧啊，因为如果你真的讲话有用的话，人家会要求你提供意见，人没有人要求你讲，请你讲的话，表示你还不够，我们就保持沉默是金，这是对的，这句话真的古有名训，沉默是金啊。
So these are wisdoms I have accumulated over the years that.In a group, if people really deem your words worthy of hearing, they will ask you to talk. But if they don't think your opinion really matters so much, then what's the point of you yapping about? And so after all these years, I keep returning back to the saying that silence is golden. And I think it really has its importance, its profoundness behind the saying.
再回讲到另外角度呢，你虽然嘴巴不要讲了，你内心也不要起心动念，心里你的念头也不要再作怪哈。
And taking a step further, not only should we not be saying too much verbally, but even in our mind, it should also be silent. It shouldn't be having all these, you know, thoughts and, you know, all these turbulence going up and down. The mind should remain as serene and as equal as possible.
对，你要了解这个，就是世间的道理呢。就是刚刚讲的，一切都是因缘果报，很多的现象会这样的出现呢。我们的智慧不够，我们不能理解的，你就接受。如果不在你的分位上，你不需要发表，乃至你也不要动念。你回到你的手上，该做什么事情？你念念无间，念念无间，念念无间，念念无间，在你方法上，你在修功。这样子呢，你的心才能够渐渐的，你能够渐渐的能达到，能够趋向平又直，因为你心里面有想什么，没有一个要一个我见嘛，没有一个我要做什么，一个你的心中无物嘛。心中无物呢，自然心渐渐的，就是你这能够平，能够平，能够平静乃至平直，就是德，就是得到什么，你的智慧就慢慢能够升起。
So, understanding that everything in the world follows its own course, and it's all the phenomena manifest and comes about because of its own causes and conditions. So unless it's within your duty to do something, then you shouldn't give rise to thoughts or shouldn't easily criticize anything. And instead, just continue to return to your own method and practice your own method without stopping. And by this way, you can, by keeping the mind direct and equal, accumulating virtues and practice and merit.
我们会有问题，我们会这样子不断的这种轮回呢，就是因为这是我们，当然基本上这道理不同，基础上是你道理不同，世间的这是幻虚幻的一个世间相，我们不懂，我们把看成真实，所以你会有所追求，这世间呢是追求这世间的财势名位啊这些东西的，慢慢懂得道理之后呢，你不要就是往内，我不再去追求，乃至于看到世间的这些不平的现象。 你心里不以为然的现象呢，你我们还是会嘴巴讲，因为我们习性，那现在慢慢知道呢，也不用讲，因为就是他，因为我们看不到，有更深的道理在里面不讲，那乃至我们不讲之外，在之余呢，你内心也不动念，你念念呢，你回到方法，所以要能够心性平直呢，还要不断的念念无间，不断的回到方法上，你才的智慧呢，你才能够智慧才能升起，就整个就把这个。 这两句呢，就这样结语，跟诸位讲，这就是修功德的道理。
And if we continue to hang on to our personal views, then it will not be possible for us to reach the state of equality and directness. So, the reason why we pursue all the different things in the world, such as wealth, beauty, fame, and status is because we don't understand the principles behind all of it, that they're merely manifestations of cause and conditions, and it's all an illusion, and it's all very impermanent. And so now, having learned Buddhism, that we should understand the principle that the impermanence of all this and start going inward instead of chasing externally. So oftentimes, for things that we encounter, it's really not necessary to make comments or have all these vexations, all these thoughts arising, associating with this. Because oftentimes, things may be happening due to reasons that's more profound than we are capable of understanding. So in that case, no need to discuss or criticize it. And at a deeper level, there's not even any need to give rise to thoughts. So instead of thinking about things that you encounter, again, going back to your method and continue practicing without stop, and gradually the wisdom will arise as a result of your practice. So that's basically what I have to share with you about these two sentences. The continuity of thought is merit, and the mind practicing equality and directness is virtue.
我再重复一下，我们这个要能够达到心性平直呢，要能够有这样子的心，那种这样清净的境界呢，那你还要就是不断的要在恒常功要做功课，念念无间，在我们的行门上面。 行门，在我们的方法上面，这方法有拜佛，有禅坐，有念佛，乃至诵经，这都是我们行门。那但是这从行门上呢，看在用功的这个过程啊，还不断的反观内照，看你的心性，你常常在逢缘遇境的时候，在待人接物的时候呢，你是怎么样的念头？你是怎么样跟大众互动的？你是烦恼越来越淡薄呢，还是哇烦恼炽盛？<笑>那就自己再检讨。 你可能就是不断就是多拜佛，多修忏悔，因为自己的这种无始的罪根呢太深太重，要不断的要回到这个心门上面来礼佛求忏悔，这样子慢慢的才知道怎么才能够让你的心呢才能够渐渐趋向呢平直。我们现在心都是扭曲的啦。
So let me quickly recap what I said. In order to reach the state of equality and directness of the mind, again, we have to have daily practice, and you have to go about your daily practice without stopping continuously. It can be prostrating the Buddha, reciting the Buddha's name, meditation, repentance. All these are different methods that you can use. And so while having these daily practice, we should also continuously to reflect within. Pay close attention to how you interact with the world, interact with people. Throughout your interaction, are things becoming easier and becoming more smooth? On the other hand, do you encounter more conflicts and you have more afflictions related to these interactions with people? If that's the case, if you still experience a lot of obstacles, a lot of conflicts with people, that means that your practice is not sufficient, and you need to reflect, self-examine, and again, continue to go back to your daily practice to reduce all these obstacles. And so by doing so, after a period of time, our mind will gradually move toward the directions of becoming more equal and more direct. These days, at the moment, I don't think that's the state of our mind. Our minds are all quite crooked. So that is the direction we should be moving toward.
要补充一下哈，刚刚听你范老师讲，大家给补充就是，我们这功课这个行门斋仰坐哈，禅坐坐很久，或是拜佛念佛很久，这个烦恼还是这样子这么重呢？那其实是就是他只是在四相上坐。要记得哈，就是即使念佛，你也可能还是会堕三恶道。这个只有这个经论这么讲，所以这是很可怕的。所以我们从我们的四相上呢，我们在四行上，在用功四相上用功呢，从四相要看到理，从一切的这个相上呢看到性哈。这佛法是这么讲的，我们是要修这个心，念念无间是这个是功啊，这是其实是讲是修性嘛，就我们下一次讲的。我们要知道从世间上的状况呢，看到是空性，看到无常，所以你这个越修呢，这个我越大呢，那是真的刚好颠倒，没有用到佛法道理，那这个是实在是很，这是很刚好修反的方向，所以不断从这四相上用功呢，从看到自己的心念的起伏呢，能看到是自己没有真正把握在方法上，要不断的回头，那就是要真的是要修忏悔，因为这是负障太重。
I want to add a little bit more that as we're conducting our daily practice, if you still have a lot of vexations, it could actually mean that you're merely practicing on the surface. Your practice is at the superficial level. It hasn't reached the essence. What we're trying to get at is not superficial phenomena, we're trying to get to the nature, the essence of things. Keep in mind that even if you recite the Buddha's name, again, if your cultivation, if it's not to the point, to the core, you could still regress and fall back into the lower three realms of rebirth. So do keep that in mind. And what do I mean by seeing the nature of things and looking inward means to see the nature of emptiness and to see impermanence and to try to understand that's the fundamental principles behind all phenomena. On the other hand, as you practice more, if you become more and more egotistic, then you need to know your practice is actually having reverse effect. You're going the opposite direction. That's the wrong way to go. So we have to closely observe the way how our mind works and the ups and downs of the mind. And if your practice doesn't seem to be helping, calming the mind and smoothing out your interaction with people, then you need to repent. Practice repentance, because that's a sign that we have too much negative karma, too much past obstacles that we have to first clear out before we're able to have any true attainment. So the practice of repentance would be really useful in that case.
简单讲，为什么忏悔？就是你带你的我很大，因为修行是佛法告诉我们无我嘛。结果你是因为我，就又这我的我很大，就跟人起冲突。简单，所以就是违背佛法道理。你我太大，所以直接就是忏悔。
And really, very simply, why do we need to repent? We are repenting because our ego is too big. We're too egotistic. And in Buddhism, all we're talking about is to not have egos and that self is impermanent. And to continue to have all these conflict with other people, that's a clear sign that you have a very big ego. And that is why we need to repent.
今天就讲这两句哈，就是修功德的道理跟方法，跟诸位共勉哈，我们再一起来修功德。
So we have talked about these two phrases today, and it's basically talking about how we should practice. And so, let's encourage each other and let's practice merit and virtue together.